brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Welcome back to another episode of Results Matter Radio. I am Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to have in the studio with me today Darlene Hawksley and Peggy Henderson. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are bringing them here today. They're going to talk about Cornet Global. They're the incoming president and the current president of the Atlanta chapter. But first, I'd like to get a little background. Darlene, why don't we start with you? And why don't you share a little bit about what you've been up to in your career?
Well, most recently, I had the privilege of being selected as the director of real estate for the redevelopment of the Fort McPherson property that recently closed here in Atlanta, bringing together a lot of experience that I've had in real estate over the last 25 years in Atlanta. It's an exciting project and something that is really going to make a difference in Atlanta as that property is developed.
Now, can you give us a little history of that property? Fort McPherson was a big military?
Fort McPherson was the first permanent Army installation in the Southeast region. Mm-hmm. It after many years of trying to keep it open, the Army decided to close it, and the base closed September 15th, 2011. And so the authority, the local redevelopment authority that I'm with, is working very diligently to put together and complete a plan to get it redeveloped.
And are you in the brainstorming session about how?
Oh, we've already been through the brainstorming.
You've got a plan in place? Yeah,
every step has been approved. It has been approved
that
by
quickly?
HUD.
Because it's only been a year.
Well, we've started working on the redevelopment phase when the BRAC closure was announced in 2005.
Okay, so it's been some time.
It's been some time. But prior to that, I was in commercial and corporate real estate in Atlanta for 25 years. And that's why I became involved with Cornet and Cornet Global and the Atlanta chapter of Cornet, because it's such a wonderful opportunity in Atlanta and globally to network, to hone your skills, to build relationships, and to connect with other people in the industry. And in fact, without my relationships at Cornet Global, I don't believe I would have had the opportunity that I have to have become the director of real estate for Fort McPherson. Many career changes that take place throughout your years take place because of relationships you have developed. And so I have treasured the relationships through the Cornet Global Atlanta experience.
And how long have you been president?
Oh, we just have a one-year term.
It's a one-year term?
It's a three-year commitment. You're president-elect, president, and then past president.
Uh-huh. And you have with us also, we have Peggy Henderson. Peggy. Now you are the you're now the incoming president. So this is your second year.
Well, I've been on the board, 5 or 6 years, and started predominantly with the programming committee, which our mission is to educate our membership, and I have been in this position for the past year. But I feel like I've been in training for a long time, yes.
Now, what is it that you do in your day job when you're not presidenting?
My day job, I work with Real Property Tax Advisors. We are a property tax consulting, management, and appeals firm. And I, too, came to my job through my network, and it came through Cornet predominantly. And our CEO, she recognized my ability and my connections that I have made through Cornet, and she felt like that would be a really nice complement to helping bring business into the company.
Now, in both of the cases, the people in your firms encourage your involvement in Cornet?
Well, for me personally, it was almost a prerequisite.
Oh, really?
Because I knew that this leadership position was in play, and to make that commitment, I needed to have the endorsement of the company. Mm-hmm. And certainly they recognized the value.
Because it's a time commitment.
Needless to say, yes, yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. When I was being interviewed for the job at McPherson, I said, I am on the track to be the next president of the Cornet Atlanta chapter. And they support me in all of my efforts, and
so
I appreciate that.
Now, can you give maybe a brief overview of Cornet Global in general? Because it's a global organization, but it's also an Atlanta organization.
Well, Cornet Global has 7,000 members worldwide, and I believe there are 53 chapters. Atlanta being one of those called the mega chapters. Mm-hmm. We have almost 400 members here in Atlanta. The other mega chapter cities include Chicago, New York, and several other major cities in the United States. We are very fortunate. The Atlanta chapter is very fortunate because Cornet Global's headquarters are located in a building in downtown Atlanta. So not only do we have support of the global organization, we have someone here that we can actually
that's down the hall
meet with and talk to face to face. So we really appreciate Cornet Global.
What's the mission of Cornet? What are you guys trying to do for folks?
Well, I'll let Peggy pick up on that.
Well, our mantra is connect, learn, grow, and belong. And we serve the corporate real estate executives in the major Fortune 1000s across the globe.
Uh-huh.
And it serves as a learning tool predominantly for education. It provides the network of service providers who support that industry, whether it's brokerage, project management, furniture, flooring, all of the trades that serve that entity to help us be successful. And in light of serving the corporate real estate executive, it is amazing the various sides of the table that they have to play at, whether it's the C-suite, whether it's workers in the office or teleworking, and how to manage that and how that will affect the real estate portfolio.
So now, when you're dealing with commercial real estate, is it in any way similar to residential real estate, or that's like a total different animal?
No, it really is a total different animal. The needs may seem to be the same. The markets certainly swing together at times, as we've noted recently.
Sure.
But no, the corporate real estate executive, or to use the acronym as we do, the CRE, it's a different mindset. It's a different need. And every corporation is structured a little bit differently as far as how that corporate real estate executive functions. Recently, the corporate real estate executives have been under a lot of pressure as the downsizing has taken place.
Right.
The outsourcing has been taking place. And that's a major swing in how business was done in the past. In the past, many of the corporate real estate groups had 15 or 20 people working for them under their umbrella. They may report up to the president of the C-suite, the CFO, or any of the other number C-suite players. But recently that's been downsized. So you often find only one corporate real estate executive in the office.
Now, I've noticed here in Atlanta, and hopefully it's happening all over the country, that the cranes are back. And that's always an encouraging sign, I would think, in your world.
It truly is. Recently, it's been what the organizations may call a tenants market, because we had several buildings that had quite a bit of vacancy.
Right.
And we think that's changing on behalf of the landlord, and also on behalf of the corporate real estate
executive.
Now,
when the downturn was occurring, I guess at the bottom of that, how was Cornet involved in kind of keeping spirits up and supporting the activity that was going on? Because that's a tough time for everybody.
Well, it is a tough time, and as an organization, a volunteer organization. And number two, an organization that depends on sponsorships and sponsorship dollars that come from our community that believe in what we're doing.
Right.
And we were pleasantly surprised or encouraged, because we actually had more members joining. We had more sponsorship dollars to support what our efforts were doing, because we also saw the need to continue to learn, to grow, to connect, and to belong.
Right.
And
even more so.
Even more so.
And sometimes in a crisis, it brings people together like that, that everybody knows that, hey, we're all in this together, and we better kind of figure this out.
Well, for example, of our board of directors, we have 20 very highly skilled, very wonderful folks that serve on our board. And just in the past 2 years, over half of those have either found a new job opportunity or been forced to find a new job opportunity. And that networking and coordinate, as I said before, is major and instrumental in your career opportunities.
Now, Cornet as a whole, so you're a group that tackles commercial real estate, but there's a lot of special interest within that subsets of that group. Now, can you share some of the stuff that's going on in those interest groups?
Well, it is special interest groups. We try to have something for everyone that is a member. I'm very proud of our young leaders. We started a young leader group about 5 or 6 years ago because we saw that the leadership of the organization as a whole needed to be addressing every group across the board.
Right.
We have a very active young leaders group.
And what is the criteria for a young leader?
Well, 35 and under is considered still a young leader, but they certainly open their activities up to, quote-unquote, our more seasoned veterans of the organization. But they do have a lot of activities that appeal to the younger group of corporate real estate
executives.
Is there
any mentoring that goes on?
There is a formal mentoring program.
Formal? Wow.
There are activities where we have what we call speed networking. It's sort of like the speed dating, but you go in and you, as a young leader, are able to sit down and talk one-on-one to the more seasoned executives. So that's a great group. We also have a very active community outreach committee. We feel that the communities that have been so good to us, we need to give back to. So we have...
Are you talking about the government entities?
No, we're talking about nonprofits.
Nonprofits.
We have programs where we have organizations, we have cleanup days, we have work programs, we serve dinner to various homes that we've adopted.
Wow.
So a very active group there. Peggy, I'll let you take up on some of the other groups.
I heard there's a women...
Yes.
Right.
Most recently, Global has an initiative called Women of Cornet, and we are in the process of launching our special interest group in that regard. And hopefully it'll happen before the end of the year.
Are there a lot of women in commercial real estate?
Well, believe it or not, there are quite a few, even though it is somewhat a male-dominated industry.
Because residential, isn't that predominantly women?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of crossover these days. It's really interesting because when corporate real estate 10 years ago, even in property management or the corporate real estate executive, were primarily male. In fact, I'm the first, well, not that it matters that much, but I'm the first female president of Cornet Global's Atlanta chapter. And we've had some fantastic leadership in the past. But it was interesting that that this was the first opportunity for.
And now you got two in a row.
We've got two in a row. We may have three in a row. We're sort of on a roll. We have our current
slate
of officers is female oriented.
So now, what's going to happen in the women's special interest group?
We see that as an opportunity for women to learn from other women and how they have faced challenges through their career path, not only from a professional side, but from a personal side and juggling all of the things that women typically will take on. And, you know, when you think of other women and what they have achieved and be able to hear their story, it's quite inspirational.
Right.
And we are looking to have that as a venue for this special interest group.
Did you have a mentor yourself?
I have had many mentors. Uh-huh. Actually, Darlene's one of them as well. You know, part of what a woman faces is getting past whatever walls, and it's usually in their own mind. And having the skill, the finesse, and the ability to go ahead and step forward and say, I am capable of doing whatever it is that I put my mind to. And when you see other women who do that,
It's, you could do it too.
That's right.
Right.
But I've over the years, I've had many, many mentors and have gone back and thanked them, which is a great thing because some people don't even realize how much they can impact your life.
Now, both of you have talked a lot about the connecting element of this and how, I guess, you get to, when you're involved in Cornet, you get to kind of see opportunities maybe that aren't obvious to other people who aren't members of Cornet. You guys have events, regular events?
Yes, we have.
I'll go ahead. Yes, we do have regular events. We have networking events. We have programs that
so stuff's
educate.
Going on all the time.
All the time. You can step up. The main thing when you're a member of an organization is get involved. Mm-hmm. Don't just go to the
just
events.
Just like, oh, I signed up, I paid my money, and
yeah,
then
I'm going
to
go
do
and,
anything.
And but a committee, we have very robust committees.
Right.
I would say that 30 to 40% of our members are active on a committee, and they become engaged, and they own that event,
right?
And they're proud of that event, and so that's a
and that helps the hires up see you in action.
Exactly.
And kind of prove yourself in
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Whereas maybe you wouldn't be able to get in front of them any other way.
That's very true.
Very true.
Now, when you're doing the events, can you walk us through what like a one of your events looks like to maybe a newcomer?
Well, our networking events are the opportunity to get together and connect. But we've tried to bring a new element to our networking events over the last 2 years and have something that would be more educational as well as just an
like
opportunity
social,
to
right.
get together socially. We've had our recent event was hosted at, Peggy, was that?
It was at Popeye's headquarters. Is that the one
yes,
you're thinking
that's
of?
That's the one I was thinking of.
We try to pick venues and locations that will also speak to themselves as far as what the organization culminates. So,
right.
for instance, when we toured Popeye's headquarters, the owners of the building were engaged, the brokers who actually did the deal
right,
were
so
engaged.
Right, so it isn't like
the
kind
designers.
Of a passive thing where they just show up in lobby or the meeting place and just have a meeting. You're
well, we actually
them.
Did tours
right.
And we take advantage of new locations that are coming online. We actually hosted one right at a year ago at Sony Ericsson's new headquarters here in Atlanta.
So that's a big win for the person who runs that building because they get to show it off.
It's a win-win for
right.
everybody. And it's great exposure, and that's part of the learning component. And then, of course, we have our educational programs that Darlene mentioned that typically will revolve around something specific going on in the industry, whether it's lease transactions, tax and accounting, the new FASB laws.
Right.
All of these things impact our membership in some form or fashion.
Now, there's a continuing education component?
There is a continuing education component, and it's very robust. We have our SLCR and our MCR, which is the Masters of Commercial Real Estate. These are designations that are controlled, and the classes are given by the global corporate, mm-hmm. Cornet Global.
And as the classes that we put forward, if they are certifiable, we provide that continuing education as well.
And that's the same in chapters around the globe, I guess?
Yes.
Each local chapter does some of their own continuing education.
That's correct.
Yes.
Now, when you're doing this and you're somebody new to the commercial real estate world, you think Cornet is that's a kind of a must-have?
Go-to.
You
it
think
is.
So? Because there's a lot of groups out there and a lot of people do a lot of things, but you think that this is kind of, should be core to your business?
Well, of course, Peggy and I certainly.
I know you're biased, but
Peggy
sell
and I
it
are certainly.
Me. Here I
certainly,
am. I'm new to
certainly
the world.
Biased. Well, it depends on what your goals are. If
uh-huh.
you're wanting to get to know the corporate real estate executive decision maker, who may be influenced to hire your firm
right.
to provide their legal work or their construction work or whatever it is, then that's your opportunity to be in front of them. If you are a new to the corporate real estate community and you need to make certain that you're on top of all the trends, everything that you need to know to make the right decisions for your companies, then Cornet Global Atlanta Chapter is the place to be. So it works on both the service provider side. If you're interested in learning more about the corporate real estate industry as a profession. Maybe you're a student at Georgia State's real estate program.
Right.
We have special membership categories for students.
For students. Wow.
So if you're just exploring, well, do I want to pursue a career in corporate real estate or the service provider industry that provides their services, join Cornet Global and see what it's all about, because you'll not only meet the industry professionals, you'll find out if that's truly a job you're interested in pursuing.
Well, and speaking from an end user perspective, I'm sure you can appreciate the, we have certain formal end user only type programs, which enables people who are either launching into the corporate real estate executive position, or if they're things are happening in their industry specific to downsizing or different needs, the end-user-only roundtables provides a very private, confidential forum in which they can speak candidly amongst themselves. Because I'm sure that their challenges, we would never know just because they want to keep that.
Right, everybody keeps the
aura.
Happy face.
Yes.
Right.
But certainly we know that when they have those events, and we have typically three or four of those a year, that is an absolute must-go-to event for those corporate real estate executives.
Now, do you think that, what percentage of the time is spent with the kind of the new or the novice, and then how much is kind of beneficial to the seasoned? Or you think it's equal?
Well, I think it depends on the individual and what your needs and expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you go to an event or participate in a committee or go to a workshop, you bring away what you were looking for.
Right. So there's opportunity for everybody.
Absolutely.
And you said that there's a lot of members here. I guess this is one of the more robust chapters.
Yes.
In the country, in the world, or?
Well, we like to think that we're the best in the world, but we do. We are very proud of our membership. We're very proud of the events. I'm extremely proud of the dedication that each of the individual board members have made in their programs
right.
and their leadership.
Right. It seems that the people that are involved are very involved. They're not passively involved.
That's correct.
I mean, then that's different because some organizations, it's not that way. They'll sign up or their company signs up, and then that's the only time you see them is their name on a program somewhere.
Well, the organization is only as strong as its members.
Right.
And the Atlanta chapter, if I don't toot our horn.
Well, go ahead.
That's why you're here.
We actually helped launch another chapter in the Carolinas, which has actually turned out to be a friendly rivalry because they're almost as big as we are now, and their programs are just as outstanding as ours. So we're very proud of that. And we've worked in Alabama and Tennessee in trying to bring a more cohesive package that we can mentor them as well.
Right. Now, is there a benefit here to Atlanta to have a strong Southeast, to have strong chapters in the Southeast? How does that serve the Atlanta people?
Maybe a little goodwill.
Yes.
Would be the, and we've also shared programs. We just recently toured the Volkswagen Passat manufacturing facility mm-hmm. in Chattanooga earlier this year. And that was a joint program between Tennessee
right.
and Atlanta. So again, that serves global.
Right.
And it serves global to take that as a something that can be duplicated
right. and
throughout
the
country.
For global, I would think that kind of collaboration, that benefits everybody.
It Absolutely. Certainly does.
Now, we talked about the members. Sponsors, you said, is an important component of what you guys do as well. And you said that during the downturn, the sponsors really didn't go away. They kept stuck in there with you guys. What's the benefit for a sponsor to be active with the organization?
Well, I think one of the main things is to show the business community that they are there,
right.
that they are active, that they need and want that presence, and they want their name in headlights. And to be seen.
And what are some examples of some of the sponsor? You don't have to name the names unless you'd like to. Like kind of industries and companies that sponsor the group.
Primarily, they are the service provider industries.
Uh-huh. I don't want you to leave anybody out.
With the exception of, say, Coca-Cola. I think UPS might be a sponsor as well. Again, it gives them exposure, and most big corporate companies recognize that they need to give back, and this is a form of them giving
back to the community. Yes.
Now, like, how would a Coca-Cola benefit by giving, like, how does that benefit them, the sponsorship?
Coca-Cola has been a presence in Atlanta, and the Coca-Cola brand, and Coca-Cola is just an integral part of what's going on. Most recently, Coca-Cola has been sponsored and has done programs on our Ed Forum, and the way they are restacking and working toward a new workplace in Atlanta, and they've recognized the trends on how we will be working in the future and how the generations work together. And it's a unique workforce today,
right?
And how people are working, whether it's telecommuting or not. And maybe I'm getting off the subject on how Coca-Cola's sponsorship benefits, but I think it's just being known in Atlanta and having that Atlanta presence,
right?
And being willing to step up and to support an organization like Cornet,
right?
Atlanta.
Plus, they have every one of our corporate real estate executives that have a sponsorship. They get the benefit of the networking. They get the benefit of the education and. Not to tout Coke's horn even more, but most recently their head of corporate real estate served as the chairman for Cornet Global.
Oh.
So, I mean, they are really, it's a benchmarking tool that is second to none.
Now, a lot of the larger companies like the Coca-Cola, they have a presence in markets all over the world, obviously. By being a member of Cornet Global Atlanta, does that give them kind of access to all the Cornet?
I think everyone who is a member of Cornet, whether it is an Atlanta chapter or a New York chapter, you are a member of Cornet Global. And that gives me the access on our membership, being a member.
Right.
I can search through our network on the web, and I can call someone in Singapore and talk to them. And as a Cornet Global member, typically, they will take your call.
Right.
Acknowledge. Right. So you are first and foremost a member of Cornet Global, and then you are a member of the Cornet Global Atlanta chapter. So the reach, you know, you may be wanting to do business in California.
Right.
Or you may be a corporate real estate executive who has a particular issue. Being a member of Cornet gives you the opportunity to pick up the phone or to send an email. Reach out and find out, well, what's happening in Benelux, or how is the economy in London impacting what we're doing in the Southeast? We are a global economy now.
Right.
And I know we're focused today on Cornet Global's Atlanta chapter, but our governor and our mayor here in Atlanta, we're competing in Atlanta for business with Beijing.
Right, all over the world.
All over the world. And so Cornet Global's relevancy is global, and I think it's so aptly named, especially in today's business environment.
Right. And I think that not every organization ties their kind of their global or their worldwide headquarters with their local like you guys do. I mean, that's an important component.
Well, it is if you think about what's happening on a global stage, and you look at the resources that Cornet Global provides as far as research, benchmarking surveys, and to know what's going on in the market in Hong Kong or in Australia or in the Middle East. We have representation
all over. And then that means you have access to best practices from all over, and that helps you do your job on a day-to-day basis, I would
absolutely
think. Well, it's almost time to wrap up, but I'd like to ask each of you if you had a piece of advice, maybe one of you tackle if you're a potential member and one of you if you're a potential sponsor, why you should kind of get involved with Cornet.
Well, I think there are many reasons, but on a personal level, it's the relationships that I have built throughout the years as a member of Cornet that's a personal value. And we can talk about business values, and we can talk about, you know, how that impacts your bottom line. But if you really look at what makes me happy and makes my life richer, it's those true valued relationships that you have built throughout the years.
Right.
And Cornet Global has been that for me.
All right.
Well, and I would echo, even as a sponsor looking to gain the exposure, gain the relationships, we value our sponsors tremendously. We give them a lot in return for their sponsorships mm-hmm. and their recognition, and you just can't find that in really any other organization.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, Darlene, why don't we start with you and you share your coordinates, best way to, if somebody wants to learn more about you and your firm, as well, then I'll go to you, Peggy, and then at the end we'll have the best way to get a hold of Cornet.
Well, all right. Well, I am on our website, which is McPhersonRedevelopment.com, with contact information there under my name, under the staff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm at Real Property Tax Advisors. We have an office here in Atlanta and Chicago. Our corporate headquarters is here, and I can be reached through our 800 number through RealPropertyTaxAdvisors.com as well.
Great. And then Cornet Atlanta, where what's the coordinates for that website?
CornetAtlanta.org.
It's that simple, huh?
That simple.
And you're looking for members, I'm sure? You're always open to new members?
That door is always open, and we encourage new members.
And same with sponsors.
Absolutely.
Right? And then if somebody wanted to get more information about that in either one, they could find that at the website?
Absolutely.
We just launched a new website. We're very excited about it. So it's a great tool and a great resource.
Any events coming up that somebody should be aware of?
Well, this particular event on Thursday is the 13th. We're having a networking event. It's going to be at the Atlanta Metro Chamber offices uh-huh. on their rooftop garden.
Very nice.
It's going to be a beautiful evening, a beautiful event. So go on CornetAtlanta.org and register for that event. Come and join us. Learn a little bit more about
the
organization.
That's your monthly event?
Well, it varies.
Every
so you have to
months.
Check the website for the different events. We uh-huh. try to vary the time of day. But this event is just going to be fantastic. So if you, too, would like to be
great.
A part of this fantastic, energetic organization, please come to see us on Thursday
out.
Night, the 13th.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
We have some community service events coming up as well. So
good
check
stuff.
Out the website.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here. This is Lee Cantor for Results Matter Radio. We will see you all next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.